Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. So any of those stations would like to join this evening to check in. I am now listening for Echo Link stations. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, there is one more station in here with us tonight.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. And we'll pause for that other station.
Oh, good evening. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Echo Romeo Romeo. Dave in Bainbridge, New York.
Okay, that recognizes Kevin and Dave. All right, Kevin, how are things in Oneonta this evening? What a beautiful week.
Hey, good evening, Kathy. KD2FPM out here in the central southern tier, and hello to everyone up in the Boonville area. Kathy, be advised, there is one more station that just popped up into the register, and that one looks like they're from Japan. So hopefully they'll be able to join us after Dave. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, we had a gorgeous day here. As my good friend Jeff Matthews, meteorologist for CNYWeatherTainment.com, said, we have a high pressure that's large and in charge, and it is just as dandy as cotton candy out there today. Had a high of 66 here, got 55 degrees on the outside right now, no complaints whatsoever, 100% of the sunshine. And that's getting us all ramped up because I've got a big radio show coming up here Sunday night, 4 to 7 p.m., on my college radio station, 90.9 FM. 90.9, that is down here in the southern tier, is a college station, WONY, Oneonta, New York, which is Red Dragon Radio. And so I'll be on live because it's the alumni weekend, like I said, and we're going to have a blast in this station. They've already got some guys live right now on. Now, being that you guys are far enough north, you'll probably be able to hear us through an app called TuneIn. So you go to TuneIn.com and basically search for WONY, and you'll be able to hear any of us live through the whole weekend. And like I say, I'll be on 4 to 7 Sunday night. So I'll be doing the grand finale show. It'll be 3 hours of the hottest mix of music in central New York. With that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Kevin. Good. Sounds like you've got a wonderful roster there. Good luck with that. And thanks for joining us this evening. Next up we have Dave. Dave in Cambridge, New York. How are things there?
Yeah, thank you very much. The name here is Dave, call sign KD2ERR. About 30 miles southwest of Kevin and in the southern part of Chenango County, small community called Bainbridge. We're kind of famous for the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, which is on Memorial Day weekend. And it was the original home of Elmer's Glue. But with that, I'll say 7-3 and send it back to the net. KD2ERR.
Okay, Dave, that's an interesting bit of information. Good old Elmer's Glue. Good, well, thanks for joining us. And hearing that there is another station waiting in the wings, I will again pause for that EchoLink station.
Hey, Kathy, KD2FPM here. Be advised that station did drop out. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot for letting us know. Shoot, it would have been nice to have someone on my net from Japan, but... maybe another time. Alrighty. This is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy. WA2U.
All right, net recognizes George and John. Anyone else? Okay, we'll go to the top of the list. George, you sound very chipper this evening. You've probably been enjoying this beautiful weather.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody else on the net. You're absolutely right. I certainly did. It's 50 degrees here on the mountainside. We had a temperature range, though, of 27 all the way up to 73. With that gorgeous, beautiful sunshine. Got the snowblower in the big shed. Got the John Deere lawnmower, rider mower back in the other small shed, ready for all backed in, ready for service. Go out, everything started up fine, great. So I was very glad of that. And the gorgeous day, I just couldn't get enough of it, that's for sure. That will say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, wonderful. I hope you're not jumping to conclusions, but I think spring is here. So I don't think you'll have to get your snowblower out again, hopefully not. But good, good. Yep, we've been enjoying the weather, too. Okay, up next is WA2U.
Oh, say good evening to everyone. WA2U on the Black River Valley Service Net this evening. Those on RF, conventional check-ins, and those on the EchoLink, and the multitude of listeners are out there. Had a busy day today. Got up nice and early, about 5 a.m. Not because we wanted to. We had a lot of things to do in Syracuse today, so we left the house here at 7 a.m. and went to Syracuse and we had some appointments there, and we had some shopping and picking up things, and I think we got back around 4 o'clock. So it was a good day for traveling. Looking forward to the weekend. I just got off the phone. Looks like we're going to have a busy day tomorrow too. We're going to go up to Old Forge to hear a band at 2 in the afternoon, and some people are playing, and then it's got another call. I guess we're going to take in some of the sites up in Old Forge Hardware and some other things. So looks like we've got a busy day tomorrow, but this is the weather to do it. So looking forward to that, and I'll come up with some sort of gadget or texting later on in the net. Hopefully we'll have some people joining us. So very nice day for traveling day. Got a lot accomplished. WA to you back tonight.
All right, thanks for joining us this evening. Yep, we had a real swell day today, so got a lot accomplished as well. So, and we've got 40 degrees here. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
Well, good evening, Pete. Glad to have you join us this evening, and I assume you were out enjoying the beautiful weather today.
KC2WI. No, I was not out. I was outside, walked to the post office and back at 11:30, something like that. And I was out on the porch sitting out there having lunch at 12:30 or something like that. And other than that, I really wasn't out. I just was hustling and trying to get things done, computers back to people, paperwork done, all kinds of things before the weekend. And, well, some did get done and some almost got done. And I had hoped to be dropping one off in Boonville tonight, but this afternoon. And another guy just had an appointment, so he couldn't get here before too late, and he had another meeting or something. So that's the way that went. But I did get a lot of things wrapped up. I did a couple of urgent jobs, and I didn't really completely clear the deck, but I wanted to be able to go up to Lake Pleasant, which I'm going to do, and go get my Hornbeck canoe in Olmstedville, and then I've got a couple of visits to make at local places up there that could lead into some pretty good work. And the Allen County Amateur Radio Club meeting is Monday night, and the Boonville meeting, I'll come back, and the Boonville meeting is Tuesday. So I knew I was going to be a little bit, longer than the usual. I really wanted to go last night. I went down to Boonville for the Towpath Trekkers annual meeting. And I really wanted to just be able to have everything done and not go, just keep going in the other direction. But there was just no way I was even close. And that would have been about 5 days away from me. So I just couldn't swing it. But we're going to have a couple nice days here. And I don't know. I guess it's going to start to deteriorate on Monday. But I'm looking forward to being out. But, yeah, I was out a little yesterday. I did some work. I probably did more than I should have because that put me behind today. But did a little work on the driveway and a little work on draining some gas out of snowmobiles and then later in the afternoon. And so I did get out a little. The nicest, what I think is going to be the nicest days, at least I'll be able to not be too worried about, getting too far behind here. And let's see what else is new. Got an email alert today from the U.S. CERT team there, the DHS Computer Emergency Response Team, I think it's CERT. And it was that Apple has discontinued supporting QuickTime. It's not no longer being updated, and there will be no new versions, and pretty much it's being phased out, no longer needed for things like iTunes and whatever. But that pretty regularly got installed on PCs, and it's still sitting there with vulnerabilities. So uninstall it unless you've got some old application that you absolutely need it on. K KC2WI.
Okay, T, well, it sounds like you're getting a lot of things accomplished and getting some things pecking away at stuff gradually, and which is always good, a little bit at a time, and setting up some other work. That's always good, too. So, and I'm not going to have some playtime tomorrow, correct? Anything else for us this evening?
Not too much. I did notice, maybe it was yesterday, because I didn't go over there today, but I think it was yesterday, that the Black River is really high here, and it doesn't exactly make sense because it's not like it's been raining a lot the last day, and it's also obviously not snow melt because there's no snow to melt. But boy, it's way up. I'm not sure where that all came from. I think the only snow that's left to melt is, you know, like up in the high peaks or something, which doesn't flow this way. KC2WI.
Yeah, we noticed that the Black River is pretty high, and Hinkley is pretty high, too. Amazingly enough, there was water going over the dam when we came back this afternoon, and we noticed that a couple of days ago it was, too. So, yeah, we got a lot of water for the lack of snow we've had up in our area anyway. So, but that's always going to make the boaters happy. So, okay, Pete, well, thanks for joining us. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WAAQ with info.
All right, WA to you. Go ahead.
Okay, good to hear some other people joining us. Pete, I don't know how you didn't get out there. Boy, absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous weather. And kudos to you for self-discipline and stick-to-itiveness, but I understand. Let's see, usually try to provide something, with the great weather and that's vastly approaching. We notice the peepers have been out lately, so that's a good sign of spring and things. But a lot of us think of operating QRP or traveling or being portable out on the deck or on the beach or camping. And we picked up a nice little shortwave radio. It's made by, it's called a Texan, T-E-C-S-U-N, Texan 880, Texan 880. Not very expensive, about $160, and it's a shortwave receiver. And interesting enough, it runs on a lithium-ion battery, and you have a mini USB plug, and that plugs into another USB full-size port to charge it. You can plug other things into it, but what's really nice, and I've had a lot of shortwave receivers over the number of years. And what's nice about this is the stability of the VFO, the variable frequency oscillator, or the, we used to call it VFO or whatever, but VFO, and it's very stable. You don't have to worry about it. There's a lot of radios out there that the stability is marginal at best, but this is nice, stable. The sensitivity is good. You can select different bandwidths. It's AM, FM, shortwave, and actually, of course, it does the medium wave band, and it also, I believe, covers the VLF and LF band, so it has a low frequency range. Nice telescopic antenna, has an adjustable attenuation, so you don't have to worry about overload, and it also has, besides the telescopic whip, also has a 1/8-inch plug, so you can plug in an external antenna, which it comes with, so you can pick up signals much, you know, better if you're much better receiving conditions with the external wire than with a telescopic whip, so you can get away from some of the man-made noise or the people-made noise. You want to be correct about that in your environment. So I listen to like Radio Havana, Cuba, and a number of other stations. The medium wave is very good also. It's stereo FM, so rather simple to use, way too many memories, thousands of memories. You can put pages in it, comes pre-programmed with a lot of memories in it. Headphone jack, And the batteries are fairly inexpensive. As I said, it has a lithium-ion battery. But it's great for the one con is that when you run it off the wall plug, of course, with a charging unit, charging the lithium-ion battery, sometimes you'll pick up some noise. So I very seldom have ever used it in that configuration. But about the size of a book, and it's called, the Texon 880. They make a number of other ones, but this one also has a version of the synchronous detection that the Sony 2010 used to have on it. So getting out there, operating portable, you want to listen to 75 meters, 40 meters on single sideband. You want to call your transceiver out there in the yard. Kind of a nice little portable all-around radio. A lot of selectivity and sensitivity. So it's got some alarms on a number of features, but people can probably see it and search on it. I know Universal has them a number of other places. That's it for the evening. WATU back to net.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, that's a spiffy radio. It's got a nice little carrying case with it, too, which is kind of important, you know, if you want to take it with you and keep it nice and safe in the case. So, yep, put the manual in it, too. All right, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for us this evening?
This is KC2GQR, Kit in Utica. Just wanted to stop in, say hello. KC2GQR, back to net.
Good evening, Kit. Great to hear you joining us this evening. How have you been?
Well, I've been pretty good, getting kind of busy with concert band and things like that, and right now, actually, I'm on my way to bed. I usually go to bed at 9:30, so I can't stay. But I, like I say, I just wanted to stop in, listen to you for a few minutes, and say hello and 7388 to everybody. And I'll try to get in again soon. That's about it from here. KC2GQR, back to net.
Well, thank you very much for joining us and postponing your slumber time to join us. I'm very honored and glad to hear you're doing well. We're doing really well, too. Good. Any other late check-ins or comments for us? All right, before I close the net, I give our Friday evening chuckle, so here goes. I was doing some reading, and I saw there are some new dog breeds out there. So they have this new breed. You take a pointer, and you mix it with a setter. And you get a point setter, which is a traditional Christmas pet. And you take a Pekingese and a Lhasa Apso, and you get a Picasso, which is an abstract dog. I will now close the Black River Valley service net to return the repeater to regular amateur use. But before I do that, I would like to thank Kevin, Dave, George, John, Pete, and Kit for joining us and having a fun time. And all you scammer listeners out there and all those who are just listening and not checking in, someday you're going to have to. All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be beautiful, so whatever it is you do, just be thankful for the sunshine and warm weather. So everybody be safe. Talk to all of everybody on the net soon. This is KC2YXN Clear.
K3TFP, this is KD2FPM. Hey, Bill, how you doing? K3TFP, this is KD2FPM. Bill, are you able to copy?
KD2FPM, KA3TFP. Loud and clear there, buddy. Hey, I understand you're going to go to your alma mater there and be there. If you got any info, send it to my email, and we'll go search for this over the weekend.
Yes, received. I'll get you an email with the contact information on how to be able to listen online, because I know our signal will not reach that far. Basically, I could say it's the hottest mix of music that we're going to be running this weekend, but unfortunately, we only have about much power to pretty much light a very bright light bulb. That's about it, but 150 watts, I think, is what the transmitter puts out. So, yeah, the TuneIn app is going to help you out considerably, so that'll make things a lot easier for you. Yeah, they've got stuff going on all weekend. Tonight, there's already DJs that have been on the air, and then all day tomorrow, as a matter of fact, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., they've got an open house. I'm going to go up and just kind of hang out with the group for about an hour, and then I got to get back here because I've got a fire department dinner to go to tomorrow afternoon, and then Sunday I've got my pop's birthday. We're going to try to get that squeezed in midday, and then from there I'm going to jump over to the radio station, and then I will take over the airwaves for the grand finale of the alumni weekend for 3 hours of the best music mix in Central New York. So it'll start at 4 o'clock Eastern time, and it'll run until 7 p.m. And because I had to get clearance for that, because originally I was going to do 3 to 6, but then they had to slide me because one other former student wanted to take at least an hour to go from 3 to 4, so they pushed me. And they were originally going to make me end at 6 p.m., but they gave me permission to go until 7. And they said, if you want to go longer, I can go longer. And I'm figuring, well, 3 hours, I'm probably going to be done cooked by then. So, yeah. K3TFP, it's KD2FPM through the Echolink system.
KD2FPM, KA3TF, and a B. My, your cup runneth over. Do you have any time for yourself? Hey, yeah, listen, I thought I have the best music. What I did, you know, what I did years and years and years ago on the first phone I ever got was I would go out to, there was a radio net, and I'm trying to think of what it was, what it is. It's still active, I mean. And as I would listen to songs, I would buy them. Well, you know, over the years, you have quite a collection. And, you know, I couldn't figure out it was, I could just go into a store and buy a song, you know. I had to listen to it first. And, of course, I think I have some of the best music ever written by various authors. And I'll give you for instance. The Isley Brothers, okay, now this is synonymous to their name, but they had Carlos Santana play the melody for Who's That Woman, and that's one of the best songs I ever heard. There's a song by Laura Nyro, you know, of course she's now deceased, and there's so many of these other songs that I've bought over the years that I play on my Marshall amp. I went out on the market and bought this Marshall amp, Bluetooth amp. And I'm going to tell you, that's one of the best sounding things. It even sounds better than the Bose system. Back over to you from KA3TFB.
Yeah, received, understood. Yeah, that's kind of the way I started many, many years ago. I started out with vinyl and 45s and then progressed to cassette singles, and eventually I got into compact disc, and then started to bleed into the MP3 world. Now, this particular show that I've done is I kind of cheated a little bit because I know the inner workings of the studio, and broke the show down into six CDs, so basically I'll be able to do a segue back and forth between the two CD players, and I preset all of my music onto compact discs, so basically I just bump from one to the other, back to the other, back to the other, but I'll be coming in and chatting and whatnot in between, and of course giving station IDs, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, my last song, which I will let the cat out of the bag, as a matter of fact, before I get to that, those that are listening that may be out there listening on a scanner and whatnot, if you remember the old Rock 107 that used to be in Utica, which was Central New York's number one hit music station, I used to be a trainee that stood behind some of the great names there in that station, J.R., Scott Burton, you know, when Bill Keeler was on the air back in the day, there mornings with Brad Davies, Scott Carr, and Karen, et cetera. That's the kind of format I'm going to be running. And, of course, Central New York has always had a very tight relationship with a great performer and songwriter by the name of Benny Mardones. And Benny will be my last song that I will play just prior to the 7 o'clock hour on Sunday night. Kind of a tradition for me. I always play Benny Mardones, and he's gotten to be a very good friend of mine, so I'm very fortunate for that. KD3KFB, it's KD2FPM through Echolink.
KD2KOJ.
KB2KOJ, this is KD2FPM. You can check me in for Octane, and the repeater is all yours, and I will stand by.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Kevin.
I got three of these to cover tonight. I got this one and this other here, so.
This is KB2KOJ for Octane. The United County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently on the 145-17. Station for Octane, come now, please.
N5AOW,
hi Bob, thank you for coming in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane?
Octane looking for stations with or without traffic.
There's another station trying to check in there. I thought I might have heard something come in. I don't know if it's on the other repeater coming in or not.
This is Octane, further stations with or without traffic.
Okay, that's KD2KP, I know that call again, say it again a little bit slower, I know it's Andy, I think, JTC, KTC, isn't it?
Okay, very good. Got you, Andy. You're quite noisy. You're very, very noisy here, so we got you. This is Octane. I'll make this the final call for stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octane.
Nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. Now say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ, swear.
All right, KB2KOJ, KD2FPM, KA3TFB will also be clearing through the Echolink system. Take care, guys, 7-3. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear.